Hello, this is Peter. Thank you very much indeed for listening. We're talking about pauses in the series of podcasts at the moment. And I thought I'd quickly spend today's episode talking about comic timing, because this may be something that you're using, well, certainly on stage if you're a comic or an aspiring comic, but also when you're in a radio or podcast studio and you want to tell a gag and you're wondering about how to set up that particular joke, how to set up that funny line, because there's really great importance of the pause before a punchline in a gag. It's the gap between the stress of the setup and the relief of the reward, which is, of course, the joke. Someone gets the joke and then they laugh. The anticipation within the pause adds punch to the punchline. It creates a beat and is a kind of social signifier. Essentially, what the comic is doing is this next bit after the pause is the gag, and when I've said it, you laugh. That's essentially what that comic timing and the pause within it helps to do. And that silence often gives the audience just long enough to settle into the false sense of security, yeah, with the setup, but it's short enough so they don't figure out the joke for themselves, because obviously you don't want that to happen, because then they won't laugh as long and as hard. Let me give you an example. Comic on stage, maybe somebody on a podcast, radio studio, whatever. I just flew into town. Boy, my arms are tired. Notice the pause in the middle. You've set up the expectation. Essentially, you're misleading them, and then you have the punchline at the end after the pause. The pause sets up the expectation that you're talking about flying in on a plane without giving the audience time to think, this is a gag, they probably don't mean a plane, and then getting the gag for themselves. The confident comic delivers the line with the pause and then pauses again for the laughter if you're in a live situation in front of people. A nervous novice races on. So dare to be quiet. Allow the audience time to respond. Let the laughter build. Don't step on it. Indeed, some comics milk the laughter by pausing even longer than perhaps is socially accepted. Yeah, they make the laughter linger longer by maybe, and you've probably seen this on TV shows, where they have a raised eyebrow. A double take to the side, that kind of thing, which in itself can cause a second wave of laughter. It's all to do with comic timing and their kind of realisation of, you're laughing at this and I'm going to soak it up. Or sometimes, I don't know why you're laughing at this. Sometimes that blank expression. And those kind of gestures, and we're going to be talking about gestures and gesticulation in a couple of weeks' time on the podcast, are almost a trademark of individual comics. You can probably think of them in the UK. I'm thinking of the kind of Morecambe and Wise. Eric Morecambe was fantastic at this. He's kind of, you know, I'm surprised you're laughing at that. I haven't said anything funny. That kind of shock that something was funny gets more laughter. In broadcasts and podcasts, of course, as I say, there's no live audience to give you that response, a situation that, as we've seen before, is pretty tricky to deal with. And of course, some radio presenters have a crew, a posse or a team who contribute to the show and can act as the audience, responding appropriately. You know, the newsreader, the travel presenter, a couple of other people in the studio, that kind of group team who laugh at each other's jokes to help with that comic timing and to give the idea to the audience that we are there on your behalf. On stage jokes can take longer to land with the mass audience. So give an extra beat for a punchline to register before racing on. Okay, quite a bit there, but hopefully I found that really interesting to kind of dig into and formulate my thoughts on as I was writing today's notes. And as usual, the notes are in the show notes of today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.